Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We cannot afford to, what's the word? We can't afford to waver, we know that, but I'm trying to find a word that you relate to, because people have what they call a bad day, and they vent their frustrations. I actually had a fella, a pastor, tell me one time, he thought that's why God gave us our spouses, our husbands and wives, each other, to vent on. You know, you get all frustrated, mad, and upset, and you can just blow off steam with them. No, that's ignorance. Well, Brother Keith, sometimes you got to get it out. Sometimes you're so full of fear and worry and anxiety, you got to get it out, and you need somebody you can vent on. Wrong. Forget about getting it out. Don't let it in. Now here's the thing that many have not seen. This so-called getting it out, venting your frustrations and your fears, you're going spastic, you're just coming apart, is actually yielding to the temptation to doubt. That's what it is. You're yielding to the temptation to doubt, and doubt, you are tempted to doubt. Everybody has been and will be through the course of life tempted to doubt, tempted to fear, tempted to waver. But being tempted to doubt is not the same as doubting. Just like being tempted to sin is not the same as sinning. Jesus himself was tempted to sin. Is that right? Y'all got too quiet on that. You do know that's in the scriptures, right? That he was tempted in all points like as us. Just like us. He was tempted to doubt. He was tempted to fear. He was tempted to sin. But did he yield to any of it at any time? No, he did not. Proving as a man that you don't have to. I said proving. He did not do it with divine powers as God. He emptied himself. He laid aside his mighty weight and power and glory and became like other men, Philippians said. And he did it as a man, proving you can do it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So do you and I ever have to yield to doubt and fear? Do we ever have to just fall apart and go spastic and go, I can't help it. It's too much. I can't help but worry. I can't help but fear. It's too much. That's a lie. What's happening is you're yielding to it. Now there are different degrees of temptation. And that's what we're going to get into today. You can be pressed. There are different degrees of it. And you can be pressed to fear and worry and doubt. And that's where the good fight of faith comes in, is resisting this and saying, no, I'm not going to worry about this. I'm not going to fear about this. I am in the rest of relying on God, and that's where I'm staying. And one of the most pivotal points of this whole thing that shows you where you are and that determines when you get in faith or when you get out of faith, it's revealed by your mouth, by your words. Go with me to Matthew 12, please. Oh, thank you, Lord, you're helping us today. Let's believe, God, that we are rising up in faith, stronger than we've ever been, understanding more about faith, walking in greater faith than we ever have. Matthew 12. How many remember the first time you learned about faith and believing God and confession? Anybody remember that? The very first, some of the first times I do. And what a revelation. And I remember, you know, in the 70s, people particularly had stickers on everything. Everything had a sticker on it. I mean, your dash, your refrigerator, your mirror where you got ready, with confessions. Confessions everywhere. Anybody remember that? Well, how did we outgrow that? Do you see what I'm talking about? What happens, people think they know something about it, and so get away. But just as much as there was revelation coming to us at that time, we can have that much and more revelation coming to us right now in the same areas, bringing us higher than we've ever thought before. But we don't get away from the first things that God gave us. We build on them. And we increase the very same things. Say it out loud. Believe in your heart. Say it with your mouth. Don't doubt. Now let me give you another definition of that. Don't doubt equals don't change. Don't change. What do you mean? You believe it in your heart, you say it with your mouth, and you believe it in your heart, and you say it with your mouth, and don't doubt means you don't change what you're believing and saying. Vacillating between something else. Now in Matthew 12, note the seriousness of this passage. Matthew 12, and we'll begin in 33. 12, 33. Jesus said, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. Now he's talking about people. People. The fruit trees here are people. Did you know you were a fruit tree? What kind of fruit tree are you? Well, how can you tell by looking at a fruit tree what kind of fruit tree it is? By what kind of fruit is on the tree? It doesn't make any difference. You can put apple tree sign over a tree. In neon lights flashing, apple tree, apple tree, apple tree, anointed apostolic apple tree. But if there are persimmons hanging on the tree, it ain't no apple tree. It's a persimmon tree. We live in a group, in a generation that is so big on titles. Have you noticed that? Now, you know, we're not around here. You know that. In fact, there is a noticeable absence of titles around here. And there's reasons why. But I mean, I go to all kind of places and everybody and their brother's got three titles. Titles, titles, titles. But titles don't make you anything. Does it? You can say, I'm a this, I'm a this, I'm an apostle, I'm a prophet, I'm the first evangelist of such and such, I'm a pastor, I'm a this. That means nothing just because you said it. How do we know what you are? By their fruits, you know them. Can you say amen? So don't hang titles over yourself and don't say, hey, y'all got to accept my ministry. I'm a such and such. You got to accept it. No, they don't have to accept it today or tomorrow. Instead of you hollering about what you are, you need to hush and produce fruit. Produce some fruit. And when people see the fruit, nobody has to tell anybody what kind of tree you are. Everybody knows. There it is. There's the fruit. I know that's simplistic, but it's important. Keep reading. Verse 34. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? Now he's elaborating a bad tree is going to produce bad fruit. A good tree is going to produce good fruit. Now, the fruit is a product of what was inside the tree. From the soil the tree is in, to the roots of the tree, and the trunk and the limbs of the tree, that fruit is a reflection and a product of what's inside the tree. And he tells them, how can you produce anything good and you're full of evil? If we're going to get good fruit on the outside, we got to get good stuff on the inside. Yeah. Keep reading. A good man, or a good tree, out of the good treasure of the heart. Everybody say treasure.
Treasure.
Now the word treasure here has to do with the stockpile. The storeroom. And how many know when you stockpile something, you don't just throw something in there and it's the stockroom is full. You have to keep putting stuff in there. Your heart is a reservoir. And you should be feeding on good things all the time. And while you're doing that, you're filling up the treasure of your heart. And when something comes up, that's what's going to come out. He said, out of the good treasure, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil or bad things. But I say to you that every idle word, now let's just start. Why did he change the subject and start talking about your words? He didn't. I said he didn't. How does what's inside you get produced outside of you? You put the nozzle of the Word of God in your ear and you pump it and you pump it and you pump it and you don't just hear two messages on healing. You eat, sleep, dream, breathe healing. You eat, sleep, dream, breathe prosperity and righteousness and protection and whatever it is that God's emphasizing to you at the time. And as you do, your insides get filled up. And then how does it come forth in your life? Out of the abundance. Isn't that what he said next? For out of the abundance, verse 34, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Staying in Faith, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104D. That's R1104D. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.